Origin Spider for breakfast. 92.5 Triple M.
Well, first podcast for the week, and the week is off to a very interesting start. Obviously, a lot of new measures coming into effect today in regards to social distancing and basically shutting down a lot of our way of life, Bridge.
Absolutely. And we can tell you this, there's a lot of locals out there that are being Group 1 losers.
All Group 1.
What have you seen out there on the weekend? Oh, I tell you what, it's time for you to have a spray. We want you to give us a call. Name and shame those idiots that are just not listening to the social distancing rules.
Yeah, unleash the inner beast and just have a crack at people. It's so good. It's so good when you have a crack at people. Talking about having a crack at someone, I'm going to have a crack at the NRL.
Ooh.
They haven't got their...
Yeah, good.
That's on... Seriously, what are they thinking? I have no idea. I scratched my head. The AFL, I thought, should have done it last week. But what is the NRL thinking? So... my spray is going to the NRL. Plus, Paul Murray from Paul Murray Live. He's going to join us
yeah.
a little later as well because, you know what? He's going to make sense of it all. We tried to, but he knows it.
Yeah, he knows stuff.
He knows stuff. He's a lot,
smart.
He's on, a lot smarter than us.
He's on, like, Sky.
Yeah. No, Paul Murray is a very insightful.
Oh, that made you smart.
Very insightful. And his take on the new measures introduced by the federal government overnight. Podcast starts now.
Yeah, I'm going to have a crack at the NRL. And look, it's not because I've got a background of the AFL. The AFL took it 3 days too late to get their act together, but finally saying, you know what? We can no longer continue our season. The AFL drew the line through that yesterday and said they're going to postpone it for a couple of months. They're going to open it up on the end of May, early June, depending on what happens over the next couple of months itself. But the NRL, I don't know what they're thinking. And I understand in a way where they say, you know what, people need an outlet over the weekend. People need sport builds communities. And I totally agree with that. And I thought this same thing last week when, you know, some of these country towns and some of these smaller cities, all it's built around is sport. We know AFL, NRL, Friday, Saturday, Thursday night, Sunday, whatever day it is, it absolutely brings everybody together and gives them a release. But with where everything's at the moment, and for the NRL to say, you know what, last week saying, you know, if we do close the doors, we'll have to ask the government for assistance. And then the next day, saying we're going to fly our players around by private jet so they can continue to play. It is an absolute joke. They're saying we're going to take everyone to Gladstone just to be able to continue the season. We know what the New Zealand Warriors are doing. And the New Zealand Warriors last week were a part of it saying, yes, okay, we'll make the commitment. Things change that quickly. The NRL,
right.
You are not bigger than this and, you know, you're no bigger than Australia itself. So, look, NRL, you might go bankrupt. You might go broke, but you'll always come back. You got enough fans out there. You got enough supporters. You got enough, players, everything. But as a social stance in society, when everything else is closed down, why should sport be any bigger than the individuals or the local pub or the local club down the street? You look at the NBA, gone, AFL, gone, European soccer, gone, all these massive sports around the world, golf, everything's closed down. Why is the NRL above all of those? I don't think it is. I think they should close the doors, make a social stance by saying, you know what, we're all in this together. Yep, we are probably going to go bankrupt, but we will pull ourselves out of it with the assistance of everyone else when we all get over it.
It's a
yeah. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
They're being idiots. I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Just be disappointed. And joining us right now, just have a listen to ScoMo before we do. Paul Murray's going to join us from Paul Murray Live, Sky News. But have a listen to ScoMo. This was him last night.
This is on 60 Minutes.
Are you frightened?
It's not my job to do that.
Are you
it's
overwhelmed?
My job to be not at all. Look, in situations like this, you've just got to act on the information, make decisions and communicate clearly. I can't control what I can't control, but I can control what our government does. and I can control what support and information and health services that we can deliver at a time of real great crisis.
Yeah, it is. It's a really tough time, unforeseen for most of us, or nearly all of us. And Paul Murray joining us right now. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. But you heard ScoMo then. Look, him going hard, making some tough rules, is all this needed?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree. Good morning, everyone. G'day, little goalie. Can I just say, look, the stupidity of the tone of the question is kind of the whole point, and that's what's worth talking about. In Australia, seven people have died. It's terrible that seven people have died. But where is the message coming from people like 60 Minutes? Where is it coming from the bulk of the media that 80% of people who will get coronavirus... it will be mild. Where is the message coming from those people that a third of all of the people who've got coronavirus around the globe have got over coronavirus? Now, the truth is that the reason that we're getting the types of changes we're going to get on the Gold Coast today is because we want to make sure that as few people get it and pass it on to old people. The idea that anyone who gets it will die is a massive lie. And that's not me being an anti-vaxxer. That's me listening to the actual doctors who are talking about this. So there's a difference between getting it and who gets it.
So when you look at...
I get that.
Yeah, go, Bridge.
I get that, but I think we're focusing on old people so much, Paul. I mean, there's that many people that are compromised. There are young people going through cancer. I mean, as a broad stroke, the way everyone has behaved at Bondi Beach, that's why we've got to be super tough.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree about why we have to have social distancing, have as much of it as possible. But also, conversely, the delicate balance, the impossible balance here, is to work out who loses their job versus how do we take care of all of the people that you've just mentioned. And there's no part of me that doesn't understand how important it is we take care of those people, but we know how to take care of those people. We know how to stay apart, but also that a lot of people listening right now who are right on the line, like the majority of Australians, or a very significant proportion of Australians, have less than $500 in the bank. If work stops today, and those that are trying to sort of scream us towards full shutdown as soon as possible, a lot of those people are the people who've got full-time jobs. Their jobs will be there on the other side.
Yeah.
But for sole traders, they don't know what's on the other side. Can they go 6 months without income? A lot of people who are demanding that are the people who are on two-year contracts in the public service, or, you know, three-year contracts in the media. That's fine, but that's not where a lot of people are. So I understand all of the balances, but that's the other balance that's on right now, Bridge.
Can Australia bounce back from something like this, with the economy, with your small businesses? As you say, with so many people now working at home, businesses will sit there and go, you know what, we actually probably don't need our 40 staff. We can do exactly the same with 20.
That's the frightening thing, Spider, there's going to be people who realise, look, probably we didn't have to be as big as we used to be. But you know how we're all very used to seeing that bloody curve on television, endlessly, the curve. Well, think of the curve in exactly the opposite direction. Rather than a big lump, imagine it as a big U. Well, imagine that there's a big finger pushing that down, and that's coronavirus. So as soon as the virus goes, it flattens straight back up. So our bounce back will happen, because obviously once the pubs all reopen, when the cinemas at Pacific Fair reopen, well then instantly those people need to be rehired. Yeah. So there's going to be sort of an elastic effect straight away. But the problems are going to be that if you've built up, say, a lot of debt during this period of time, it's going to be hard to just go back to day one. So for certain parts of the economy, shunk, straight back. And that's the key about trying to keep, you know, utes moving around, all the rest of it, which is that you've got to do that delicate balance. And look, you know, these are all impossible decisions, dare I say. The buffet at Sizzler, and I love the buffet at Sizzler, but metaphorically, if you're the Premier or the Prime Minister, they're not serving cheese bread. It's nothing but poo sandwiches at the moment.
Yeah, and Paul, the flow-on effects, it'll be very interesting, I mean, within the microcosm of everyone's little isolated universe. They're saying divorce rates will go up, domestic mm-hmm. violence for sure. I mean, cheating won't be high on the agenda, but when it comes to... I did think of that. I thought of that. You can't get out to your, you know, your other person.
It's just a challenge, Bridge. It's a challenge.
For those people.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, it's hard if you've got that second life and you're saying, oh, sorry, darling, yeah. I've got to go to Melbourne for a few days. Really?
That's right.
Is that really exactly.
Sprung. But no, when it comes seriously with divorce and domestic violence, people can't escape. Luckily, I get on with my partner. I've been in isolation now for 9 days. We're besties. But I could understand the toll and the pressure this could take on a lot of you know, marriages.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Look, this is why I think it's really important. And that's why I sort of jump at that 60 Minutes thing. You know, are you scared? Well, the Prime Minister's not scared, but a person who... knows that their partner is you know on a short fuse, and that person's mm-hmm. about to lose their job, or they're about to yeah. be forced to spend more time. That person's scared. That's why I blow yeah. up about that sort of media nonsense about people who will be fine. You know, yeah. as a way of just scaring people so they keep watching for another 15 minutes on telly. That's really cynical stuff. What's not cynical yeah. is that, you know. Society is under such pressure, and nobody's going to have an easy answer this morning, tomorrow morning, or next week. Apart from this, we need to make sure, and I definitely hope, there's a million great causes that the government are trying to find money for. And remember, we're just running up the credit card now, right? We owe the rest of the world $500 billion already. We're going to keep racking this up, right? Because everyone's going to say, what about my business? What about my situation? Yeah. I hope that we find... urgent money for domestic violence help. I hope we find urgent money for Lifeline. I also hope that we are as decent as possible to each other. Don't blow yes. up when you're on the phone today, tomorrow, or next week to Centrelink. You're not. It's not a pipe that's built for a million people to be ringing it on any one day. So as tough as everyone's life is, we've got to plead for mercy from the banks. We've got to show kindness to a stranger. We've got to think the best of each other and assume that the system will take care of the ones that are going to break the rules, because we can't turn on each other. Because as soon as we start to do that, especially at home, then there's something that no government can step in and help.
Wise words, Paul Murray. Yep. Thank you very much. And the latest, of course, on Sky News. We appreciate your time this morning, mate.
See you guys.
I think what infuriated the nation over the weekend was seeing those, especially at Bondi Beach, absolutely flouting the rules when it comes to social distancing. Even here in our nightclub yeah. precinct, have a listen to these millennials, these young, because, you know, their parents aren't in the age that apparently is the scary bracket, but have a listen to their attitude towards social distancing.
People trying to keep their distance from you?
I think they don't know what to do. Clearly not. Clearly not. And you know what? Who cares? We're healthy. We're fit.
It's not really going to stop it if it's social distancing. So have fun while you can.
Yeah. It is so selfish, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, let's not just say it was Bondi. You look at Main Beach on the weekend, was absolutely chockers as well yesterday with hundreds and hundreds of people down there. Now, we know if you're outside, you're allowed to have up to 500, but it's that social distancing we're talking about, and it's just irresponsible. I know, you know, even these days, like Boston, like play dates, so, you know, you're going around to a mate's house. You think twice. You go, you know what, let's just... calm the farm for a couple of weeks and hang at home and just do the right thing. But yeah, the younger generation at the moment of you know, down the beach, the glitter strip is ridiculous.
I'm still seeing it all on Instagram with everyone going out and they're going to the movies and hanging here and there. I don't get it, but we want to know. The locals being bullheads that you've seen over the weekend, what's infuriated you? Because I know Jamie had to go to the shops. He said people are still lining up at the checkouts right up next to each other. Give us a call, unload, get it off your chest. The locals being bullheads and not adhering to the social distancing that you've seen here on the coast. Beach is a prime example, Peter.
Yeah, and also, can I start?
Go.
6-year-old birthday party yesterday. I don't know what they were. Yes.
I don't know what you were doing at one.
No, I didn't go. I didn't go, and I wouldn't have gone. But there would have been about 40 to 50 people at this one cafe that we just drove past, and the only reason I know it was a sixth birthday party because they had a heap of presents and one of those big balloons that had the number six. So you sit there and go, you know what? You could have actually canned that. Why do you absolutely put on a six-year-old birthday party when you are told that you need the social distancing? It was a joke.
Yeah. Wow, that's irresponsible. Fair call.
You just can't do that. What have you seen over the weekend? We need to, as much as it's a name and shame, it's also just calling people out so it stops the behaviour.
Because it's just out of cracking them.
As ScoMo says, just
it's so rewarding.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Gary in Arundel, what have you seen?
He had a delivery last night, food delivery, and they weren't wearing a mask, gloves, or safety glasses. I think to protect themselves as well as other people, they need to, you know, be wearing this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, I thought that would have been a given. A lot of people now that, you know, you can only get home delivery or takeaway, it should be a given. Thanks, Gaz.
Lorraine from Arundel, what's annoying you? That what behaviour have you seen?
I'm wondering how is it that hairdressing salons and nail technicians are still allowed to be open?
Yeah, it's a weird one because shopping centres are still open, and yeah, there's a few question marks around food courts and stuff that I would have thought would have fallen into the category of people gathering and all that sort of thing.
Well, but I thought supermarkets would have been closed for sure.
Yeah, yep. Okay. That's an interesting one, Lorraine.
Thanks, Lorraine. Adam in Upper Coomera, what do you want to fly off the handle at? Who do you want to have a crack at?
Well, pretty much my neighbour. Like, with all this social distancing, people have been told to stay at home. He did that on the weekend, and he's got a keg out the back of his place. And when they're usually out on the weekends, I go over there and drink his beer, but they were home. So... That's my little rant. really sort of center in the work for my weekend.
Yeah. And you know what? These are the challenges we're going to be faced with, Adam. They're tough,
mate. My future doesn't look good.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Oregon up at Coomera, Oregon. He's next door to Herb. Kendall in Coomera.
Yeah, probably.
What do you want to have a crack at, or who?
Yeah, no, I've just driven past Centrelink on Brisbane Road and they're all lined up like I've never seen before. The line is just massive. But they're lining up as if they were going for football tickets. There's no distancing at all.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Oh, because this is what Paul Murray said. We spoke to him from Sky News a little earlier. He said, you've got to start considering the government and Centrelink that, you know, they're going to have 1 million, 2 million people try and get payments over the next week. And... we just haven't got the system that's going to be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
No. It's just crazy. The whole world is just crazy. But
all right.
No one's listening. I know they're desperate, but they're still totally in that line.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you've still got to, as hard as it is to keep spacing in a line like that, you have to do it. Ron from Bigger Waters, what have you seen, Ronnie?
Guys, I had to go to Brisbane. Now, on my way back to the Gold Coast, I was gobsmacked. Ooh. At the amount of people that are flooding these shopping centres, right, just for social outings. You know, it's bloody ridiculous. You know, so like Harbour Town, I came past Harbour Town and the car park had more cars in it than I've seen at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Same happened with Runaway Bay. You know, so like, where are people's trains? You know, so like, give us a break. You know, so like, I've got to go out, I've got to... You know, in the near future, couriers like me have got to start delivering to people who will be shut down because they didn't use their brains now.
Yeah, well, I reckon, Ronnie, I reckon that shopping centres should be shut down. If they're doing pubs and clubs, it's no different to a shopping centre.
Yeah.
I agree, mate. Totally agree.
Thanks, Ronnie.
It's inevitable. It's just going to be supermarkets and, you know, chemists and stuff like that. But the rest of the shops...
Bottle-o's.
That's right.
Well, no, bottle-o's are a given spot. Let's not go crazy over this.
Yeah. Let's all calm down.
Yes.